And welcome to the Inside Tailgating Podcast, brought to you by the American Cornhole League. What's up? It's Ryan Alessio with you. And coming up today, well, football season is underway. So why don't we go over your tailgate checklist so you have everything you need to make your tailgate party this upcoming football season the best it can be. Also, we got some American Cornhole League news, and I'm going to speak with Chris Screech'em Meech'em about some of the rule changes coming up, some of the 2017 tournaments we got going on, getting you ready for the big event, the Championship of Bags in July of 2017 at Harrah's Cherokee Casino Resort in North Carolina. Also, just some odds and ends about the ACL. Basically, we're giving you a little roundabout explanation of what is going on in 2017. But before all that, let's hear from the people that keep us on the air. Nothing compares to sipping on a fine wine or your favorite brew in fine crystal. But let's get real. Who wants to bring their china cabinet's best to a tailgate party? Govino's fashionable shatterproof drinkware is made from a BPA-BPS-free polymer that looks and performs like crystal, but is durable enough to withstand the cheers, high fives, and flying footballs at the lot. Pack Govino dishwasher-safe wine or beer glasses along with your game day snacks and avoid broken glass party fouls at the stadium. Visit Govino.com to order yours today. That's Govino.com. All right, picture this. You're laying on your Chase Lounge in the sun. You're comfortable. It's peaceful, completely relaxed. And it happens. Your cell phone rings. You grab your suit, lean up, reach under your chair where everything is stashed, and you start digging around for your phone, and suddenly you knocked over your drink you forgot was even under there. And then, suddenly, relaxing is not so relaxing. Well, say hello to Shade Pop, an 18-inch umbrella that attaches to the side of your table using magnets, keeping all of your essentials within arm's reach and out of the sun while you're in it. It's the ultimate in lounge-level shade. If you're tired of overheated cell phones, warm, ant-filled, sand-covered drinks, order yours today for only $24.99. Shade Pop is lightweight, compact, and fits nicely in your beach bag. Go to ShadePop.com right now, order up, and don't forget, shipping is free. We're about to get it in. Barbecue, charcoal, biscuits, and ice. I got my lawn chairs ready. The weather was quite nice. We're about to tailgate Shade. I'm ready, are you ready? On the tailgate Shade. I'm ready, if you're ready. Get it in. We're about to get it in. Get it in. We're about to get it in. Get it in. We're about to get it in. Going to tailgate Shade. Welcome back. All right, it is the start of football season. We already got college. We already got high school underway. NFL kicks off tomorrow, this weekend as well. So that means you've already probably started tailgating. If you're going to all these big college schools, all these campuses, they throw great tailgates. NFL coming up. You know how tailgates are at NFL stadiums. They're fantastic. A lot of fun. Bring people together. But you don't want to go ill-prepared. So, even though you might know some of these things, it's kind of just like starting fresh every year. You just want to have a little reminder of what you need to bring to make sure your tailgate starts off the right way and you don't spiral downhill the rest of the football season. So, I know a lot of this, you're probably going to go, Ryan, I mean, you know, I'm a grown-ass man. I don't need you to tell me these things. But you know what happens? Because I do it myself. I think I have everything. I got all my bags packed, coolers, everything I need, food, grill. I get out there, and it'll be one little thing that I forget. One minute product that I forget, whether it's a napkins or spatulas or condiments, and it just throws you off. It could even be your aux cable to connect your iPhone or your Android to the speakers or whatever you got. So even though you might think you got this all down, it's not a bad idea to go over your beginning of the year, beginning of the football season checklist. So here we go. Here's some things you want to make sure you have for your tailgate. First off, what do we always preach about here at Inside Tailgating? You want to save space. A lot of tailgate lots, they don't let you go two or three rows deep like they used to. So you got to pack a lot into a little space, and there's a lot of good things out there to do that. First off, necessities. We need a grill. We need to cook food, charcoal, gas, whatever you want. There's a lot of small portable grills out there that either fold up. You can get the little ones. There's a lot of different grill options out there that we can use to save space during a tailgate. So yeah, definitely make sure you have a nice convenient grill to bring to your tailgate lot. Make sure you got lighter fluid or charcoal if that's what you're using. Lighter, gas, matches. Bring things to start fire. That's very important. Bring yourself tables, chairs, if you want to bring folding tables, maybe like the chairs that fit down in the packages. You know, there's plenty of different chairs out there that you can throw over your back in the little bag or whatever that you can bring to your tailgating lot. So make sure you have enough table room, chair room to kind of sit down and put all your food and everything on as well. Don't forget ice. Don't forget a cooler. You want to be able to pack your food, your beer, pop, soda, however you say it where you're from. If you want to be fancy and bring some mixed drink products, you want to make sure you have enough cooler space, ice, to keep those going. Going back to what I said earlier, don't forget plastic forks, knives, spoons, anything like that. Anything you might need for grilling, tongs, spatula, I mentioned that earlier. Don't forget those. I'm big on this. I mention this all the time and people make fun of me, but it's very true. There's a lot of germs out there. I am a self-admitted germaphobe. I like to have sanitary wipes, the hand wipes. I like to bring hand sanitizer, the Clorox bleach wipes you can bring out. Love those things. Paper towels, napkins, anything to clean with. Any type of cleaning product you can bring that's convenient. I'm all for that to keep your grilling area clean, your hands clean, the food, the table you're going to put food on clean, all those good things. Some other things you might want to bring just in case. You want to have things to cook with. Don't forget to bring pots and pans if you're going to use it, if you're going to put a pot for maybe chili on the grill or something like that. There's a lot of good things you can bring to help assist cooking that won't take up a lot of space as well. Make sure you bring trash bags so when you're done with all of your food, all of your products, you can throw them away. You don't want to make a mess in the parking lot. Bring yourself something to listen music on. You can bring nice, they got beautiful Bluetooth portable speakers now, and you can do a lot with those. You can have good sound, not take up a lot of space. So you want to make sure you bring that as well. Bring something to listen to your type of music on, because nothing is worse than being stuck next to somebody who's got something on you don't want to hear. So don't forget to bring your own type of sound device if you feel the need to. And like I said, plenty of portable options for that as well. Other things you might want to bring, sunblock's a big one. I like that just because some of these games, you know, it's still sunny. It's 1 o'clock. It's September. Maybe that one's a little ridiculous, but I don't think it is. Bring rain gear. Why not? You don't want to be soaked. I hate going to events like that, whether it's a concert or football game, and it pours, and I'm just drenched the whole time. It just doesn't feel good. So those are things you want to bring. A lot of different things you can bring, too. And if you want to bring games, don't forget your ACL-approved cornhole boards. Beer pong's big. I love beer pong myself. We got the Floop system you can check out at InsideTailgating.com. A lot of games you can bring. Bring a football, bring baseball gloves, bring whatever you want so you have some entertainment for everybody, because not everybody wants to play beer pong or flip cup. So have other options for the people at your party. You want to make it as friendly as possible for people to come by, hang out, and have fun. So to me, that's kind of a unofficial list of some of the essential items you want to bring for your tailgating party. Another, just real quick off the top of my head, if you have any type of canopy or anything you can maybe set over top of your area that isn't too big to kind of block yourself from the sun if it's a really hot day or if it's raining or if it's snowing, not a bad idea ever. So pretty much your roundabout list is everything to prepare food. Whatever kind of grill you're using, bring everything for it, whether it's lighter fluid, whether it's propane, charcoal, matches, whatever you need for that grill, make sure you have it. And all the accessories too, such as spatulas and things to cook with. And then bring things to eat the food with too, like forks and all that good stuff. Don't forget a cooler. Make sure it's packed up with food, soda, beer, whatever you got. Make sure you got that as well. Those are kind of the necessities that you need to have a good time. Don't forget your music. You can check out InsideTailgating.com. You can find everything you need to make your tailgating experience the best it can be, so people think you know what you're doing and you look sweet in the tailgating lot this football season. When we come back, we're going to check in with Chris Screechum Meacham. Had a chance to talk with him last week on our ACL throwdown show that you'll find shortly on iPlayCornhole.com about the upcoming 2017 season for the ACL. Have you ever thought to yourself, man, it would be really nice to bring my TV to my tailgate? Well, now you can. The Tailgate TV Stand provides an easy way to mount your TV onto any vehicle with a receiver hitch. It also offers full 360-degree rotation to allow for access to gear and grub. Plus, it also allows you to adjust the view to avoid unbearable glare from the sun. Get yours today at tailgatetvstand.com. And welcome back to the Inside Tailgating Podcast, brought to you by the American Cornhole League. And earlier, I spoke with Chris Screechum Meacham about the upcoming 2017 ACL season. Got some regional information for you, how you can get involved. Also got some rule changes for the upcoming season when it comes to bags and everything. Bring your own bag policy, under 21 policy, things of that nature. You can also find the complete version of this very soon on iPlayCornhole.com.
National point rankings, you know, how many national events will there be for the Nationals point rankings?
They're not all locked down yet, but I can tell you the first one, Ryan. I bet you want to hear it, too. I bet you want to hear it.
Sure do.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Let me tell you. October 21 and 22 in Akron, Ohio, Ryan.
That's about Akron, 30 minutes from me, so I'll probably have to make an appearance at that one.
Absolutely. Akron, Ohio, October 21st, 22nd. And $5,000 guaranteed to be paid out. So what? Yeah, we pay grands all the time. So that's the first national. So go ahead and make your plans to get up there that weekend. It starts Friday night and all day Saturday. So make sure you get your plans. More details to come. Just keep checking the ACL website. As soon as we get more details about it, it will come out. You know, things take time sometimes, but you know, we're working as hard as we can to get as much money as we can for the players to come play and get a little bit of the action. And the next one, the one in November 3rd and 4th, is going to be south of Chicago.
Ooh.
So I hear there might be something involved there too. So just keep posting to iPlayACL.com, and that way you'll know what's happening. When we know, you will know.
Absolutely. There's going to be a total of 8 national events. So like Chris said, check out ACL or iPlayCornhole. I'm sorry, I'm looking at your shirt. iPlayCornhole.com, so you can find out when all those national events are going to be. There's going to be 8 of them. Let's move on to a controversial topic in the world.
One second on the 8. I'm sorry. We're going to have a couple out west, so people know. We're looking on a couple in the Midwest, like Texas, Oklahoma area. 2 in the southeast, 1 or 2 in the northeast. So just so you know, it's going to be spread out all over the country. I'm sorry, I didn't want to make that clear.
Okay. So, like I said, I guess we have to address this because this was kind of a controversial topic, was the bring-your-own-bag policy, and it looks like 2017, which is already underway, going to be a few changes to that policy, so let us in on that.
Well, that's true, and, you know, there's a lot to be read here. You know what that means?
Bold.
So, to be able to see, must put on the glasses.
Here, I'll join. Look, here, I can, don't feel bad.
You coming with me?
I'm old too, man. Don't worry about it. I got you.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Teamwork. That's what I'm talking about, brother.
I won't leave you behind.
Well, look, check this out, man. The bags... It's 50-50, okay? We polled a bunch of people, and some people, half of them like it, half of them don't. Half of them think they should be provided, half of them like the idea that you bring your own, because simple fact is, you pay the money for them, you get them. Our purpose is, we want bags to sponsor players. We want players to be sponsored by bag companies. We want bag companies, you know, to make it easy, all right? Let me read a little bit of what's going on. That way I get information. A thickness tolerance will be added to the policy. Okay. Now, the reason why, you know, I'll read this part to you right here. you know, the ACL will profit the most by players use our bags. Okay, use our bags and changing their bags every year. That's the way the ACL may profit. People think we're trying to make play. It's not about that. That would also be the easy path to go for the current time. I'm sorry, man. Go right ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I didn't say nothing.
Okay.
I was listening to you. I was getting all that knowledge about the six different rule changes for the bags.
Okay, I got you. So anyway, I'm sorry about that. So the players, basically, the bring your own policy is a good change like this. Thickness tolerance will be added to the policy. All right, no more homemade bags will be allowed at the national and main events, encouraging regional directors to eliminate them as well. All right, manufacturers, listen up, bag people. Everyone who makes bags who wants to be involved in the ACL, this is very important for you to listen to. Manufacturers will have until the end of October to submit bags to be on the approved list. All right? Players may only use bags on the approved list and may not alter them in any way. They will be checked, magnets, whatever. All right? Penalties for the violation include loss of money, loss of points, and suspension. This new policy will go into effect on January 1st, 2017. Now, the full details of how to become an approved bag manufacturer will be released soon. So, keep tuned to the iPlayACL.com website. As soon as we have the information, we'll pass it right along to you.
Yeah, absolutely. iPlayCornhole.com, that's where you want to go for all the policy changes, dates, everything like that. So I got one more hot topic for you, all right? One more hot take here. Some teams are already asking, rule change, anything they can do about people who are under 21 who want to get involved. We know that Cornhole's starting to branch out to a lot of younger people. There's some great players who are under 21 already making a lot of waves in the cornhole world. Is there anything that can be done, or is there any news on people being able to play at the championship of bags who aren't 21 yet?
Well, we do have a little information. The young guns are a special group of kids, man, and they practice, and they practice hard, and they're really climbing up the ranks, and, you know, me and State, all of us want them to be involved just as much as anybody. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'll talk to the guys at Cherokee and Harris, and I'm going to tell you right now, you can ask all the questions you want. But when you got a casino who's got a gaming license and one person under the age of 21 with a sip of alcohol and they lose that gaming license and you've seen how nice that casino is, are you kidding me? You don't take that chance, no. All right? And it's a great place. So you don't take that chance to lose that gaming license in that casino. So, whatever you got to say about it is what it is. But, you know, if you're not 21, hey, man, you're going to have to play by their rules. So here we go right now. As of now, the rules are the same as it was in 2016 at the Championship of Bags. Nobody under 21 play in the big cash main events. That is going to be discussed over the next few months and could be altered. Okay? There's always a chance. At a minimum, Championship of Bags 2017 will have a junior championship with broadcast coverage of some sort. More details being worked out on the under 21 issue at Junior Events in Cherokee. Okay, now, the juniors can play in the regionals, and they can play in the nationals, and we're going to have something for them. So, and we're not saying you can't play, it's just Cherokee's not going to have you cats. At the moment. Okay? So just beware. Now, look, regionals have already started. I had one last weekend. We had 27 single players. It was a great event, man. It was awesome. I had really good throwers. I mean, it was hot. It was outside. But, man, we had a ball. We didn't have any issues with bags. We didn't have any. We had two or three youth guys that were there. They were all involved in everything. So, you know, just because you're under 21 don't mean this is the law. I mean, we're working on it as hard as we can. So just bear with us, guys. And don't get too excited. You know, don't get too. I know how to get youth is, you know. I don't have the youth anymore. But, you know, that testosterone and the youngins get a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. It does. But hey, look, like we always say, cornholes for everybody, and we're going to get you covered if you're under 21. So don't you worry. Just keep checking that website, iplaycornhole.com, for updates. We get everybody involved. Don't you worry. Everybody's going to get involved. All right, Chris, we're about ready to wrap it up, but is there anything you want to add? Maybe something I missed because I'm irresponsible or anything? Anything you'd like to add?
Well, I do, actually, because last week when we started, when I started the regional tournament, we want everybody to get on the app, on the website. Download the app. What you put in it when you go to your Play Store, you search American Cornhole League. It should be the very first thing that pops up, okay? When you download that to your system, you will be asked for a email and a password, all right? If you remember that when you signed up for the ACL, whenever regional, in the past 5 years, if you ever signed up, or 3 or 4 years, if you ever signed up for an ACL, ATL event, you're in the system. If you don't remember that password or email address, you can hit me up in the DM. How about that? In the DM.
It all goes down.
It's all right.
Oh, I know.
You can hit me up at Michael Meacham at Facebook, and I will help you get your password and your email address so you can get logged in. Now, when you get logged in, you'll be able to register for tournaments. You'll be able to look and see what the statistics are, who's in the league. You know, everything you need is on that app for the ACL. So download it. Go to your Play Store on your smartphone right now and put American Cornhole League. Download the app. If you have any problems with your email or password, DM me at Michael Meacham on Facebook, and I will do everything I can to help you get that, because when you get it signed up, when you get in there, you can go in there and put your picture on there as your profile. You can write anything you want. Try to keep it clean now.
Yeah.
Anything you want on your profile page, because when me and you are in Cherokee next year, boss, when we sit there and we call out a player, their bio from their app, from their profile, is going to pop up on the screen, and we're going to be able to tell you, oh, there is no match.
Absolutely, and that's important. I think a lot of people kind of missed that last year where they had that big bio page, and if they have it filled out, if you just take a couple minutes and fill it out, God, we really can pump you up on ESPN3, you know, put you in business, you know, it's like a self-promoter. You got to fill that bio out so we can talk you up. It's that simple.
Yes, sir, and there's also another special thing on that. It's called the Decoram, and it is a training tool for you. It's how to get your bagger level. Everybody that I've set up, excuse me, get rid of it. Clear my throat. Let me clear my throat. So, sorry, man. You know.
I just started dancing. It is a habit.
So the deck around is a training thing. You've got four bags. You walk back and forth. 10 different rounds. And you got on there. And all you have to do is push a button. How many you got in? One. How many you got on? Three. And then hit next, and it keeps up with your totals. And then whenever you're done with it, it tells you what your score is, and it keeps an average of your last 10 of them that you throw, and it gives you your bagger level. So, man, I mean, it's addictive, I'm telling you, because every time you say, oh, man, I can do better than that. Man, I can do better than that. And you watch your average grow. And so it really, for everybody who's trying to be the best they can be and to be standing on that main stage, 2017, July, Harris Casino in Cherokee, North CAC, you want to get this tool so you can practice. It is a great practice tool. And plus, not to mention your bio, you can see what the rankings are throughout the whole country. Man, get that app.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Inside Tailgating Podcast, brought to you by the American Cornhole League. Make sure you check us out online, InsideTailgating.com and iPlayCornhole.com. Make sure you check us out on Twitter as well, at Tailgate With Us. I'm Ryan Alessio, and I'll talk to you next time.
The battle's in there on fields or in lanes. Win or lose, it's only a game. Spoke and laugh and condescend as long as we all still get it in.